is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. First show of 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great one today. We treat this day almost like a reaction Monday, being off yesterday. Have our second Monday of the week. I hope that you're safe and going back to work today. Hope you had a great New Year's, safe New Year's, happy New Year's. Happy New Year's to all of our listeners. Just want to start out this new by saying thanks so much for listening last year and this year, as Jeff Scott and Dabo Swinney say, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come in this show. We're going to review all kinds of things that happened and preview all kinds of things that happened. Clemson and Alabama, Clemson Media Day today. You'll hear from a bunch of Tigers and the entire all day long here on the station, and we'll let you know more about that. I can't tell you, ticket prices dropping. We'll tell you, give you more details of that a little bit later on. Coaching news, Lincoln Riley gets an extension. Pat Fitzgerald looks like he's staying at Northwestern. In case you didn't stay up and see the end of it last night, Georgia loses to Texas, even though they thought they were the best team in the country, and they weren't the best team in the Mercedes Dome last night. Georgia loses 28-21, fall to 11-3. I guess the first three win national champion Georgia Bulldogs. Texas put it all over Georgia last night. Ohio State holds on against Washington. Sixth-ranked Buckeyes beat Washington 28-23. Urban Meyer's last game. We had the Fiesta Bowl. LSU beat Central Florida 40-32. We had the Citrus Bowl yesterday. Upset here, Kentucky down Penn State 27-24. Another upset at the Outback Bowl. Iowa down 18th-ranked Mississippi State, 27-22. So just one more left. 8 o'clock, Levi Stadium, Santa Clara, California. Alabama, 6-point favorite. Number 2, Clemson, 14-0. Number 1, Alabama, 14-0. We'll give you an idea more about that game, obviously, all day long today. We missed the day, missed yesterday's show. So if you want to talk Northwestern beating Utah, A&M downing NC State, Oklahoma State beating Missouri, Cincinnati with their win over Virginia Tech, Stanford over Pittsburgh, and Oregon defeating Michigan State. We can talk about any of those. There's a ton of juniors that are coming out. They're all mentioning it now. We can give you that list where it currently stands. Oh, by the way, speaking of coaching news, Dana Holgorsen to Houston. That's kind of crazy. And now we'll see what West Virginia does. Gamecocks, we told you that you'll hear a lot of stuff about players coming and going. Donnell Stanley coming back for his sixth season of eligibility. He missed two with injury. He'll come back for sixth season, but Shamik Blackshear won't come back. He's going to transfer out or go somewhere else. We have a little bit of recruiting. Today, DJ Uiagalelei, or yesterday, announced his top seven. That does include Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Oregon, Oklahoma, and a small California school. Kind of explain that list a little bit later on. Under Armour All-American game and the former Army announces the All-American game coming up this week. The Under Armour game is Thursday at 6 on ESPN2. In that game, Clemson commitments Booth, Jones, Constantine, and if I can read my writing, I'll tell you the other one is on that list. South Carolina commitments Pickens and targets Sorrells, also Deion Sanders' son. That's at the Under Armour All-American game. And that's Thursday at 6 on ESPN2. Saturday 1, NBC, the All-American game for Clemson, Putnam, Patterson, Ngata, Malusi, and Latson all in there. For South Carolina, Smith and Helinski in that game with Steele a target for them. The PGA Tour starts tomorrow. It's still the same season, but the 2019 part of that. NFL playoffs this weekend. We'll get into that a little bit. For you golfers, oh, by the way, for you golfers, new rules go into effect yesterday. And if you want to know something, let's talk a little bit about that. Troy Tulowitzki signs with the Yankees. And awful news. Well, I guess, you know, we were lucky to have him as long as we had him. But Tyler Trent, the 20-year-old Purdue, former Purdue student and Purdue fan that inspired so many of us, passed away yesterday on New Year's Day. A lot to do, but the single most important thing that we do every single day is introduce the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, formerly Mr. Orr24 in the Twitter world, maybe or temporarily suspended from that. Not suspended, self-inflicted, walking away a little bit. Kind of like Urban Meyer. He'll be back. We just don't know when. Mr. Orr24. Zach Orr.
Yebo! Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed, blessed, blessed.
A happy second Monday of the week.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It very much does.
So, but tomorrow will be hump day because it's the middle of the second week.
Tomorrow will be hump day, but today is hump day.
Right, right, right. Now you get it. Now you get it, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. How was your New Year's Eve? Assuming you're out there just ripping it up, having a good time.
I was tired and just from the flight and the travel and also have a cold. So I slept. I went home and slept from 10 to noon and from 2 to 6 and from 12 to 10.
Jeez.
So slept it in. Still trying to fight the cold now. Average mortal probably in the hospital, but I'm trying to fight that.
Sure, sure.
Yesterday, smoked some ribs on the Traeger. Ben Duncan. Ace Hardware, Simpsonville. Get you one. And my wife made collard greens and black-eyed peas and cornbread and deviled eggs. And, man, we bought in the New Year with a little of that soul food, you know, a little of that New Year's Day food.
I did the same.
You did?
Yeah.
Chris, what'd you make?
Made pork chops last night.
Nice.
And collard greens and nice. Black-eyed peas and cornbread. And we had some applesauce that my grandma made as well. It was great.
Nice. Collard greens are the one food that when prepared right, and when prepared wrong, ugh.
Correct.
Or anything else out there. I didn't get invited, but how was the party? The station party that I wasn't invited to.
There was no station party.
Who all came?
It was just a couple of friends.
Kelly and Nick.
We did ask you to go. And
I invited myself.
Even
Kelly and Nick.
Even the day of.
Anybody else besides Kelly and Nick come over?
And that was it.
Anybody besides Kelly and Nick?
Well, it was over at her place. And there's supposed to be another couple people there, but the one of them ended up getting sick the day before, so she couldn't make it. So it was just the four of us.
You sick still, or you beat yours?
No, we're fine. We're getting there.
Good, 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 but. good. Did you watch football all day yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much.
How about that?
Pretty much stayed up too late last night watching that Georgia-Texas game.
Oh.
Because it wouldn't end.
They just couldn't let it end?
They couldn't let it end. So we're going to dive into that in segment two and talk a little bit more about that. But, yeah, New Year's Eve was fun. It was a good time.
How mad is the winner of the Georgia – the winner of the Alabama-Clemson game going to be when Georgia wins the national championship by voting the AP? I was on Twitter fire last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't see it.
How about that?
You want my best?
What's that?
Listen, let me judge my best for Georgia. Because, you know, Georgia, I kind of grew up liking Georgia a little bit, and all of a sudden, I mentioned a couple things about them, and their fans started jumping all over me. They started crushing me.
They've never been bad at being on Twitter.
Yeah. Tim Bray tweeted out, Georgia just lost to a team that got beat by Maryland. Ouch. Did you see at the end of the game, I tweeted this, Texas fans taunting Georgia with chants of SEC, SEC?
Oh, it was beautiful. They're chanting SEC. It's raining down from the rafters. It's coming across the TV broadcast. So loudly, in fact, that McDonough and Blackledge have to address it. They're chanting overrated. It was great.
I like being a smart aleck on Twitter. After their first punt, when the guy downed it, I said that Georgia fake punt was worse. And then he shanked one, right?
Yep.
I said Georgia's last two punts have been failed fake, down bad snap and shank. Then I said, cool, okay, shank them. Like that one. My best work though last night was the past few weeks, Georgia couldn't stop tweeting. Now they can't stop Texas. Touche. Thank you very much. And then there were others, just some of the stuff that came out of it. Did you know that in the Big 12 versus SEC in the bowl season, the Big 12 put up 45 points, 34 points, 38 points, 28 points. They averaged 36.2 points and 500 yards and had a 3-1 record against the SEC. The Big 12, 3-1 against the SEC in the bowl game.
I did not know that.
Yeah. With a nice win last night. Looking forward to a reaction Monday as far as that goes today.
Sure. I don't expect to hear from a lot of Georgia fans today.
No.
One, I would assume that they're still sleeping because that game, again, took forever. The end of it felt like a basketball game.
Yeah, with fouls.
Where you're fouling everybody trying to get to the line there. It took forever to play the last minute and 45 seconds of that game.
Yeah.
But, credit to Texas for being prepared and coming into that and being able to quite handily push a Georgia team around for the majority of that game.
They physically beat them up, didn't they?
And really just take it to them.
I'm not shocked that they won the game. I'm shocked that they physically lined up and they smashed Georgia. And I'm shocked that Georgia talked all that trash and Texas outrushed them 178-72. They held Georgia to 2.4 yards per carry. They held DeAndre Swift 8 carries for 12 yards.
DeAndre Swift looked like he was carrying a greased pig around last night.
Yeah, 2 fumbles.
Oh.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And it all started with Bevo getting after Ugo.
Bevo getting after Ugo was fantastic. Barreling through the barricade.
Didn't like Ugo too much.
Didn't love him. Didn't love
I think what Bevo said there was, but you guys talk a lot of trash and disrespect in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is, at first you tried to use the excuse of, well, they didn't want to be here. You can't talk all that and know that everybody out there, Georgia, okay, if you're going to talk it, you got to show up tonight, blow Texas out, and then we'll listen to you a little bit. But no, third loss of the season.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're a 3-loss club.
Can I get a little Tom Herman credit now?
Can you get Tom Herman credit?
They're going to finish in the top 10 this year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
10 wins.
They're 10-4.
Beat number 5 twice.
They're 10-4.
Right.
They had losses against who? Yeah, McConaughey was shown 4,000 times on the broadcast last night. Also, if you played a drinking game to how many times McDonough forced the Tim Tebow, Sam Ellinger. Throughout.
Yeah.
Be
hammered, so you wouldn't be at work
in
today.
In the bag.
Right, you wouldn't be at work today. Did you notice, I'll tell you something else peculiar yesterday on broadcast. Did you notice it was Urban Meyer's final game, and they did a little Gatorade thing with him, but like none of his players really hugged him and lifted him on their shoulders and carried him off, and like they kind of, players just ran across the field, shook their hands, went in the locker room.
Probably done with the drama that he brings to the game.
Maybe, man,
and,
maybe.
And he's brought to the season.
Did you notice it?
No, because I wasn't totally invested in that game because Jake Browning is terrible.
God, he's awful.
Just awful.
It is absolutely awful.
So it was hard to watch them not understand that Ohio State was sitting on everything underneath and they need to throw the ball down the field. Chris Peterson looks like a guy that really needs and knows he needs a quarterback that can stretch the field, but is stuck with what he had.
You got Gamecock Gary checked in from Greensboro trolling me. For right. crying out loud, Georgia's defense sat out. Only one player sat out, amigo. Can you count to one? Moron. Bama isn't sitting. SEC rolls you and wins it all. Game, set, match. The SEC does? We got to play Vanderbilt, Missouri, and Tennessee, and Kentucky, and South Carolina. Is Virginia going to play South Carolina? I tell you what, let's just play Alabama. We'll let Oklahoma State take care of Missouri. We'll let Vanderbilt take care of South Carolina. Let Virginia take care of South Carolina. We'll let Texas take care of Georgia. We'll just play the Alabama team. Only one player set out there, moron. Can you count to one? Unbelievable.
The guy's not real. There's no way.
I don't think so either. No one can be that dumb.
No.
Or that biased.
That's all right.
Or set his alarm for 6 o'clock in the morning in Greensboro, North Carolina to listen to a Clemson show. No one would want to do that. No one would be that miserable to do that. So I'm pretty sure that's a fictitious.
Surely.
Surely. Even though the area code is Greensboro, North Carolina. But no one should be doing meth this early in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Meth heads shouldn't be up at 6
Oh,
6
my
20.
Goodness. Come on now.
Oh, man. Gamecock Gary. Give the phone back to mom and get ready for school.
Oh, jeez.
He's got school today.
He's
got
to go to, yeah, he doesn't have to go to work for another 2 hours.
You mean school? All right, we got to take our first break.
Poor guy.
When we come back, Mr. Orr 24 is going to have segment two for us. Can't wait, man. Can't wait to hear what's on tap. You talking Georgia, Texas? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk some Georgia.
All right. Hey, my friends at Priority One want you to know that Priority One, that started back in 1996, is family-owned and operated, locally focused, and they do an awesome job of getting you the no-false alarm guarantee, the alarm video verification, the video alarm systems, the total control app services, the Ring doorbell services. I have all these at my house right now. I tell you what's cool is I was in Dallas, Texas, and I could see that my wife was at home with my mother-in-law and with our great dog, and I could tell that when they set the alarm and armed the house, and when they disarmed the house and they woke up the next morning. So I love it. Absolutely the best in the business. It makes you feel so good about what's going on is having these people on your side. It is my wonderful friends at Priority One. We have it here at the station. I got here first this morning. Don't normally do that. Disarmed the alarm and came in on our keyless entry and just feel safe and sound inside of our Priority One security studios. We'll take a short break. We'd love to have you. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. Reaction Monday after segment number two with Zach Orr.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800. It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Indeed, no.
knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I had a chance to have some correspondence with Jay and Davis Orders over the last couple of weeks, and man, their business is absolutely booming right now. Here's one of the things that you need to know about Engineered Sleep and just how stinking good they are at what they do. You can come in, you can watch them make your mattress. Now, besides that part of it, it's not going to sit around a warehouse. Besides that part of it, you are getting some really cool discounts. Like if you are local here and you work for Bond Secures, you work for the Greenville Hospital System, you work for ScanSource. I like these. You're starting to see some of these different companies pop up. They get these major discounts. Oh, by the way, when you tell them you heard about it here, you're going to get a big discount as well. These mattresses are made right here. And, you know, there's another thing is a lot of you thinking, boy, I have to go by there. They custom make these things for me and have to go by there. No, they can do this online also. Matter of fact, a majority of their business is done online. I want you to go by engineeredsleep.com, familiarize yourself with it. And perhaps the most comforting part besides the bed itself is that I didn't know how to buy a mattress. They taught me what to look for in a mattress. They taught me how mattresses are made and why theirs is a superior product. So I learned so much more about this process with my great friends at Engineer Sleep. Check them out online, engineersleep.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, let's talk a little bit about that Sugar Bowl game last night. Let's talk about Georgia in particular. And the thing I really want to harp on this morning, just to kind of throw some salt in that wound and dig it around a little bit and see how the Georgia fans really feel about where their prospects and where they are in life. The overall records of Kirby Smart and Mark Rick in their first 3 years at Georgia, we've talked about this before. And last night kind of cemented it again. There was some stuff going around on Twitter. And I just wanted to kind of throw it out there and maybe react to that again. Mark Richt's overall record is through his first three years, is 32-8. Was 32-8. Kirby Smart, 32-10. Mickey, 8-4, 13-1, and 11-3 for Mark Richt in 2001, 2-3, 8-5, 13-2, and 11-3 for Kirby Smart in his first 3 years. Mark Richt, 2 SEC championship appearances, 1 win, 1 Sugar Bowl win. Kirby Smart, 2 SEC championship appearance, 1 win, 1 Sugar Bowl loss, a Rose Bowl win, and then the Natty appearance. Mickey, is this program in a better position? They're recruiting marginally better. They have essentially identical records. They have the same amount of wins they had in the first 3 years, but just two more losses under Kirby Smart as opposed to Mark Richt. What's the answer down in Athens right now after getting embarrassed last night on the on national television in the Sugar Bowl in a game that, quite frankly, wasn't as close as the final scoreline indicated it was? Where do you go if you're Georgia right now?
Oh, you play the we didn't want to be there card. We were disrespected card. We had one player sit out, by the way. DeAndre Baker sat out. He had some other injuries. Everybody has injuries this time of the year.
Sure.
A lot of teams had guys sitting out this time of the year. But you could play those kinds of cards in there. Georgia's offense looked awful last night, specifically in the first half. They had less than 300 total yards there, but, man, at halftime they had next to nothing. And Texas physically dominated Georgia. The one thing that we always heard about Georgia is Sam Pittman, offensive line, Holyfield, Harry and Swift, and they're going to pound the ball, and Georgia imposes its will on people. The one thing I heard was Georgia runs it when they want to run it, Absolutely. Not when you want them to run or let them run it. They run it when they want to run it. Didn't run it against LSU. Didn't run it against Texas. Not sure they really ran it against Alabama. And I don't know what the world was up with Jake Fromm last night. Jake from State Fromm, 21 of 35, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, but the two of those were late. And it just didn't look as he was not on last night. Drops by Georgia as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the world was Mecole Hardman last night? One catch for 3 yards. Where in the world was he? Had one kickoff return for 28 yards. Not sure what happened there. Bad to snap on the punt. Didn't look like a very well coached team last night, did you think? Special teams looked like it was a absolute mess. Texas said, game reminded me of 2009 Sugar Bowl when Alabama, Utah, Alabama didn't show up. A lot of that is they say, well, they didn't want to be there. You can't talk all the trash you talked and then they use the card if we didn't want to be their card. If you talked all the trash you talked about being a playoff team, you go in with the mindset of, okay, then we're going to go rot these guys, and then people will say at the end of it, well, you know what? They deserve to be there more. No one's saying that right now outside of Georgia fans.
That's indicative of Kirby Smart, no, to not have the team prepared going into this game. As you can't possibly sell me on the fact that Georgia team was the one that we saw at times during the season be a dominant force. At times against Alabama, I have 2 14-point leads in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
That team was an elite team at times this season. And last night, they mentally, at times physically, they just weren't there.
Here's what I don't understand. What was the garbage last night of Georgia was more talented than Texas, and Georgia had a better team than Texas?
How many times are we going to pump those brakes? Pump those tires? They repeatedly went on about how, well, we've seen a lot of practice, seen a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's very clear, very, very clear. Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia are the most talented teams in the country. And they said that so many times. And how, oh, they're clearly the more talented team than Texas here. And the talent just hasn't shown up tonight.
I'm looking at a text from yesterday morning at 9:49 in the morning. And it's from Dannon Anderson, who's a Gamecock, I think, who says, Georgia is without question one of the 4 best teams in college football. If you can't admit that, you have little brother syndrome or you just don't know college football. My text back this morning, that text didn't age well. You know, how about this one? I love this one right here, Zach Ormistore 24.
Sure.
Apparently last night, Bevo wanted to eat. Freaking eat Bevo. He wanted to eat Bugger last night. And then I love this text. Is Texas scared to play Georgia again? meaning Kirby Smart, saying, to go ask the other team, another locker room, ask Nick Saban if he wants to play us again. Where's the narrative of the eye test? We're supposed to look at the eye test. I look at the scoreboard is what I look at. Because if it's the eye test, then it would have been Ohio State in the thing. Or if it was the eye test, then it might have been, I don't know, Michigan's got a lot of NFL guys.
Dwayne Haskins looked great yesterday.
Huh?
Dwayne Haskins looked great yesterday.
You think?
Yeah.
I didn't think he looked good.
Dwayne Haskins?
He didn't have a good game.
He had 3 touchdowns.
But, Zach, he didn't. He was looking to light them up, and now he gets a good secondary.
He wanted to go for 450 to get the 5,000-yard mark.
Yeah,
they didn't have to.
I didn't think, and Herbstreit guys talked about it, he didn't go out with the way he wanted to go.
I thought he looked fantastic yesterday.
I was not impressed last night, but yesterday. He's the best quarterback in the draft. Let me make sure I'm not totally wrong with
these. Future New York Giant, Dwayne Haskins.
25 of 37, 251 yards.
For 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, but let me get the touchdowns on here to make sure we're right with saying that. I didn't think it was all that impressive. I was unimpressed. Matter of fact, I was a little disappointed in it. 12-yard touchdown pass, 19-yard touchdown pass, and 1-yard touchdown pass. 250 yards passing. I wasn't impressed, seriously. And I didn't think, I mean, Herbstreit said he just didn't. He didn't have the wow that you were looking for last night.
He wanted to go for 450, but he wasn't going to get that because they didn't have
to
get that.
How about just anything more than 251? How about just 300? Is that, he's a great player. that was not his best game.
Come on, man.
No, you're wrong about that one. No, he didn't look great.
Trevor, this year all the time was under 300 yards. A number of times.
Let me give you his, all right. I guess Northwestern in a championship game, 499. I guess Michigan.
Yeah, how many times did he throw it in that game?
41?
I mean, it was a different game.
37 last night.
It was a different game.
He threw four more times.
It was a different game against Washington yesterday.
Michigan, he threw it 31 times, 396. Threw for 405 versus Maryland. Threw for 470 against Purdue. Threw for 412 against Minnesota. 455 against Indiana. Look, the guy, he had a subpar game for him.
I thought he had a good game, and I thought in comparison, I think it probably helped. He looked that much better than what was on this side of the field in his
counterpart. Oh, Jake Browning's is an arm punt. He's terrible.
Is it because of shoulder injury?
Has to be. He looked better as a freshman sophomore than he did as a junior senior. Has to be, right? Has to be.
Has to, right?
Yeah. I'll give you that. did you make anything of, I gotta be honest with you, man. I know they lost. I was kind of impressed with the fight with the second team quarterback in the game. I was kind of impressed with Central Florida. Like they had their greatest player in school history didn't play because due to a devastating injury, and Central Florida lost by 8. I thought they hung in there pretty doggone good.
I think it's foolish to dismiss the streak they were on. What was it, 25 straight?
Yeah,
that's commendable in any level of athletics.
They don't belong in the playoff, but I think they belong in the New Year's Day 6 part of it.
It's commendable that they did that, and it's great. Am I glad they lost? Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they, with the second team guy, I thought they, put it this way, the quarterback plays, Milton plays. I think they might beat LSU.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, if Milton plays and Burrow doesn't play, they beat LSU.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of you were on Twitter yesterday following along. I was getting screenshots sent to me as well.
It's bad that you don't go on Twitter, but you get screenshots on Twitter.
I know. DevTool and Quark going back and forth about this for hours.
I didn't notice it.
Hours.
Didn't notice.
And one of the points that Quark made was the offense at UCF didn't skip a beat. In fact, had its best game of the season with that backup quarterback in against Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Memphis
something.
Is a different defense than LSU.
That's still something. It's indisputable facts. They had their best game of the season with the backup quarterback in.
But Memphis is different than LSU, no doubt about that. I'll tell you, against LSU and Auburn, I thought they competed. They beat Auburn last year and lost by 8 to LSU this year. I give them a lot of credit for it. I was not impressed. I mean, Washington made a little comeback yesterday to make it a little bit closer. Was not impressed there. I thought both had both the games, the Citrus Bowl and the Outback Bowl, wrong. Kentucky beats Penn State. Now, part of that's McSorley got hurt. A big part of that.
Part of that's Benny Snell is still really good.
He's good. No doubt. He's really, really good. 144 yesterday. And then the other thing, I think the biggest shock of the day is Iowa beating Mississippi State. I didn't know how Iowa would score 10 points in this game. And because we heard all about, and Mississippi State stars played in the game. But when it's all said and done, Iowa put up 27 points and beat Mississippi State 27-22. Might have been a bigger surprise than what we saw outside of that. I don't care about conference records, but SEC right now 6-5, ACC 5-5-1. You say 5-5-1? Yeah, Boston College had the lead and the game got canceled because of weather. So, you know, not all that dominant coming out of all that. You make anything of the games before? It was bad football on New Year's Eve. Northwestern and Utah, that was bad football. NC State had all the guys sitting out, and A&M had everything to prove. My buddy tries to tell me, J-Dub, tells me that A&M will be preseason 5-10 next year.
A&M?
Mm-hmm. We have a spirit bet on that one.
I would hope so.
And
I hope they're 5-10 next year.
I tell you one thing we learned.
I want a highly ranked A&M team coming in.
Yeah, they'll be top 10 maybe coming in here.
Kellen Munn. No tight end, though. That kid declared.
Yeah, declared.
So that's good.
Yeah, and the punter's gone.
Oh, good.
Who set the NCAA record of 51 yards a punt.
Good.
Now, I'll ask you this, though. Texas is going to be ranked. What are the polls going to look like? Alabama, Clemson winner and losers 1-2. Oklahoma go to 3, Notre Dame 4.
There's a chance Clemson drops below 2.
How?
Your defensive line is going to the NFL draft.
No, not preseason.
I thought we were talking about.
No, I'm sorry. Final poll this year. I totally messed you up on that.
Okay.
One. I totally messed you up on that one.
Got it.
Oklahoma jumps Notre Dame for 3 in the final poll.
Yeah.
Notre Dame 4.
Probably.
Ohio State 5.
Maybe those two switch.
You know, in the so far in these rankings, number 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 all lost.
Not a good look for the expansion talks.
No. Great point.
Very excited about that.
Who's?
Don't mess with it. It's not broken.
I don't know who moves up there. Who moves? Texas, watch this. Georgia's going to be ranked ahead of Texas.
Nah, you got to put Texas ahead of them.
Texas was 15th. Georgia was 5th. Georgia would be ranked ahead of Texas.
Got to put Texas ahead of them.
I watched the game last night.
You have to.
If you watched the game last night, you ranked Texas ahead.
You have to.
You think Texas would want to play Georgia again?
I think Texas would play that game 10 times out of 10.
A, Tom Herman gets his teams ready for upsets. Have you seen his record when he's been underdogs in games?
I have not. What was it?
It's something along the lines of like 6-2.
I was straight impressed up with his post-game interviews.
You weren't?
I was. Very much impressed with them.
I was not. And
his postgame?
Yeah. I would have thought, like, that's another thing to carry it off the field, but, like, he's a strange dude, too.
He's a strange guy.
Blowing bubbles over there and all that.
He talked about finally changing the culture at Texas,
yeah,
where it's a player-led locker room instead of a coach-fed locker room, is the statement he used.
Yep.
I thought that was cool.
Jeff Davis always told me that about Clemson 1981.
And he was very complimentary of the senior class. That wasn't his senior class.
Yep. That's a good point.
And how they bought in and led that team and ultimately led them to a Sugar Bowl victory over Georgia.
Very good point.
And it was interesting to see, interesting to listen to.
Very, very good points, everybody. No doubt about that. I enjoyed segment 2 with you.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to open up our phone lines. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I got some new stuff from Reed's, and you know, Christmas might be over, but it's still a great time to shop Reed's Jewelers for the loved one, whether it's a girlfriend or a wife or perhaps your boyfriend or husband. You can see Valentine's Day will be right here before you know it, and that means Reed's Jewelers, right next door to Belk in the Haywood Mall, upper level, right in the middle of it all. They have something special for him or her. For her, maybe it's a diamond engagement ring, a set of earrings, maybe a charm. For him, Reed's has a great selection of precision Swiss watches to choose from, like the watch that they gave me. Very nice for my anniversary of the show. North America's largest family-owned jeweler, Reed's, has a vast variety to choose from. They're taking care of you like the local jeweler should. In fact, my friend Wally Odom and his staff have been doing such a great job. They were recognized last year as the top-performing store in the entire company. Take it from me. We're in the market for jewelry no matter what time of year it is. See Reed's Jewelers. Valentine's right around the corner. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, right next to Belt, right in the middle of it all. Online at Reed's.com, R-E-E-D-S. com. When we come back, we will open up our phone lines, our text, and our tweets. It's Reaction Wednesday edition. More after this.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. 3 breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Checking in with Jana Candler, realtor extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Earn cash back on tutus, dance lessons, and tiaras, so I can get a little more towards something for me.
Or Operation...
Pay for soccer, pay for piano, pay for dinner. Then use the cash back on something for Mama.
The Cash Rewards Card from Navy Federal gives you 1.5% cash back on purchases and has your back with fraud protection. Apply now. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members of the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end of the year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices, and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end of the year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Ha ha! Wake up call!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
You know it's good when people call in and talk about what happens to our business partners here. And we had Zeke call in about Trail and his knowledge of Trail and what all they do. I love Trail. Let me give you just some numbers to think about. Trail's been here since 1982, over 1,200 projects that have been done in this part of the state, over $1 billion in buildings over the state. And how about 80% of their annual volume generated from past client relationships? See, the relationships part of it, because they deal with developers and they know it, you get that repeat customer and you get the second, third, and fourth, and tenth projects. In 34 years, the thing you're going to notice is that there's nothing that's going to come up that hadn't come up before. There's no curveballs. 13 years is what their average, 13 years of service with Trail is their average project managers. 15 years of service with Trail is their average project superintendent. So that means that there is no panic. There is no, oh my gosh, I didn't see that. I've never seen it before. We hadn't done it. They've seen everything. And one of the greatest parts about Trail and their, I think the advantage of the master builder concept here is that you don't have change orders. Change orders is what drives up the cost of your original bid, why you go over budget. So think about Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Mr. Orr 24, final thought from you from your segment number two. Preseason next year,
mm-hmm.
Texas and Texas A&M.
So we are talking preseason now.
Now we are.
Okay, good.
Now we are. Texas and Texas A&M have to be very highly thought of in a preseason poll. Agree?
Yes. Do I think they're going to be both top 10? No.
Okay. Start naming them. That will be higher than Texas and Texas A&M next year.
I think Clemson and Bama.
Right.
I think Georgia.
That's three.
Ohio State and Oklahoma.
Four or five. Yeah, but Ohio State, both of them with brand new quarterbacks.
I think Texas will be in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think A&M will be in there.
A&M returns almost everybody next year.
Everybody.
Now, Travion Williams might go pro early.
He might.
After running for a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, he really went for it.
Yeah. Who else?
Kellen Mond is a sophomore, correct?
Yes.
He's a true sophomore or is a redshirt sophomore?
Redshirt sophomore.
So he could go.
He's not going. He's frail and fragile. He's not a pro quarterback.
But he could go.
He could. He won't go. They've recruited very well there under Jimbo Fisher the first 2 years. This next class is going to be very good.
Is Notre Dame going to be in there?
I think A&M will be ranked higher than Notre Dame in preseason.
It's preseason, so you got to assume Michigan will be in there.
Michigan loses an awful lot.
UCF won't be in there.
No. You see, you run
Florida,
out. Right
no, I'm thinking Florida one. I think Florida will be in there.
Yeah.
Penn State won't be in there. Washington State won't be in there. LSU could be in there. LSU will probably be in there, actually.
That's about eight.
I'm thinking.
You see, it doesn't.
I'm thinking.
I will tell you, Kelly Grammick agrees. The eyes of Texas are back.
I'm not.
Texas A&M under Jimbo Fisher,
yep.
And under Tom Herman,
mm-hmm.
The state of Texas is back. Don't mess with Texas.
They combined.
We don't call 911
to lose eight games this year, right?
Yeah, but what do you think? I think they're both going to be in that 10-12 range this year.
Who's set up for more success in the immediate future? Texas or A&M?
I think they're very, very similar. I don't know.
You got to pick one of them.
Texas, because their conference, you think the conference is easier. Is beating Oklahoma is going to be a bit different than beating Alabama. I don't know.
Is this real? Is Texas back?
Yeah, Texas is
back.
Are
we sure?
I told you.
You say this a lot.
No. I told you they were 1 year early this year. Next year, they're back.
Okay.
Jimbo, maybe a year early. Next year, they're back.
Okay.
Brad texts in, tell George to go back to the kiddie table and eat all those chicken nuggets or no cookie. Ouch. 654 Roar. Reaction Wednesday on our Northern Communication phone line. 654-7627. Bobby is in Seneca. Good morning, Bobby. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. And blessed new year, buddy. You're going to get a real blessing this year, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I hope so, Bobby. That's very kind of you. Yeah, we're looking forward to that, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, Mickey, I failed to see. I mean, I remember like from 2006 to about 2009, we never won a bowl game. But I never heard us say we didn't want to be there. And, you know, Georgia fans looked like they turned out last night. And I just think that's really kind of, I mean, I remember showing up where I didn't think teams were prepared. I mean, especially like the West Virginia game. But not wanting to be there. That's a pretty lame excuse.
I would say this, Bobby. I would say I would much, much, much rather tell somebody, you know what? The other team was better than us than to say that our coaches and our players couldn't motivate themselves to play in a game. To me, it's a
especially a Sugar Bowl.
Yeah. Since when did you get too big for that? Too big for the Sugar Bowl. What you played in one national championship game, and now you're too big for that. I think it's more of an insult to say we didn't want to be there, especially after you talked all, you tweeted out all the trash. One of their guys, who was it, Zach, that said on Twitter, "Y'all want to do a redo?" Well, yeah, we'll do a redo if you're gonna play like that again last night. I think it's a bigger embarrassment to say that we didn't want to be there than the other team was better than us.
I do too. I mean, it's just so, to me, it just seems like the team's disrespecting their fan base because their fans turned out and paid a bunch of money to go.
Yeah.
And a bunch of money to go down there. So I don't get that. I mean, it's just, to me, that just seems so disrespectful, and it just seems like that's a lame excuse. I mean, we've had a lot of excuses. Yeah, for bowl games. But whose idea was it to let those two mascots meet?
It wasn't Uga's idea, I can tell you that. Uga didn't get a vote in that.
I don't think he did either. I don't know, but that's I want to give you a prediction for the national championship.
All right.
I think it's going to be about 32-21, Clemson.
32-21. I'll take it and run for sure.
Bye. All right.
I hope you have a great
Y'all
new year,
have
buddy.
A blessed new year.
You too, my friend. Take
Thank
care,
you,
sir.
Buddy.
They didn't let Uga. Uga looked like, I've never seen a bulldog. I never thought of a bulldog as a quick dog. Like, I always thought a bulldog was like a lumbering dog. You're familiar with the canines.
Sure.
Like, a bulldog's like a hunkadoo, hunkadoo, hunkadoo.
Yes, it's a lazy dog.
That dog sprinted. That dog accelerated. That dog looked like DeAndre Swift, but could actually hold on to the football, maybe.
Yes, that dog was, they said it was 62 pounds. That's a big dog. It's a fat dog.
It looked like my Jack Russell darting for a treat
and
to get
and
out of there.
He lost some poundage real quick there, worked it off, and then dumped it out.
Who wanted to clean up the turf?
That was a big old animal coming at you.
I kind of wish it would have got that horn and kind of hooked him a little bit.
My favorite thing was that woman that got that dove.
Stampeded.
The woman that dove that didn't need to dive. Hey, good on the handler, though, the one that grabs his horn and just wheels him back around. Goodness gracious. That's a big animal.
They drove it there, right? They didn't fly it there.
I would imagine they drove it, yes.
Bevo. Mike is in Anderson, 654 Roar. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing very well. Happy New Year to you and Zach and everybody. How far away is the Blessed event, Mickey, just for my personal knowledge?
Yesterday was 33 weeks, so we got 7 weeks, man. We are
7 weeks.
Yep, 7 weeks away. February 19th.
Good deal. Had two questions for you, one kind of tongue-in-cheek and one serious question. You were talking about Urban Meyer earlier in the first segment. The players didn't seem too, you know, happy around him at the end of the game. It's like, well, see you, coach, blah, blah, blah. Tom Rinaldi did this stupid little piece asking him these serious questions. The point being, ESPN's acting like Mother Teresa just retired or something. I saw on New Year's Eve, I was having lunch in a restaurant watching ESPN, and they were showing a thing of Ohio State players. I guess they were at Disney World or whatever the theme park is in Pasadena, and Urban Meyer was sitting in the front row. I think he was next to Dwayne Haskins riding a roller coaster. I mean, a huge roller coaster. Should a guy with brain issues like he has be riding a roller coaster?
Good point. I'm not a neurologist, but...
If a doctor's listening in, maybe they could call and answer that for me. But my serious question, 30-3 over Notre Dame, the Tigers put up what? It was 518, 520 yards, something like that. Am I close?
Yes. I'll look it up and make sure one more time. But over 520,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. 30 points, and I understand this, and 30 points is 30 points. 500 yards is 500 yards. But most of the damage was done with big plays, I think, other than the 80-something-yard drive at the end of the first half. And, again, I'll take 30 points and 500 yards any way I can get it. Looking at matchups with Alabama's defense, the scoring that way, is that going to be good for the Tigers? Do you see them doing that against Alabama, or is it going to take some long time-consuming drives to win the game, and I'll hang up and listen, Mick.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. The roller coaster deal, wasn't that pretty symbolic of the year for Ohio State? Wasn't their whole year a roller coaster? Second part, though, I think that's the only way, not the only way. I think that's the way that the majority of the points coming up Monday night will be. I just don't see either of these two teams driving the football 8 plays and 80 yards against the other one. I think you got to have chunk plays. They're not going to be 10, 12 play 80-yard drives in this one. I think big plays will be one of the major determining factors of the game Monday night. Clemson's defense doesn't give up long drives, and Alabama's defense doesn't give up long drives. Big chunk plays will be a huge part of that. Reaction Wednesday. We would love for you to come back for hour number two after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP.